Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode on our Teaching Autism and Special Education Community podcast. On the podcast today, I am sharing my best tips for new homeschoolers who are starting their first year homeschooling their child. Number one, do not jump in to buy a curriculum. Even if you see other people recommending it on Facebook groups or social media or blog posts or even your friends, you don't know what your child's style of learning is yet. You don't know how they learn best or what activities work the best for them to keep them engaged. So you don't want to spend all your money on a curriculum that may not even work for you. Number two, look at what is around you in your area. Are there museums or libraries or natural parks that you can attend? Many of these do free passes, and some museums and natural parks offer year-round passes as well. Homeschooling does not mean you have to be in a classroom, in your home, all day, every day for the entire school year. There are lots of learning opportunities in areas around you, and they don't have to cost the earth. Even making a shopping list, going to the shops, collecting items from the shopping list, and paying for them covers a huge range of skills, from life skills to reading and writing and following instructions, fine motor skills, money skills, and so much more. Number three, create a vision statement and be sure to take time to reflect back on this throughout the school year as well and make changes as needed. Number four, give yourself time to get into a routine. Start with one subject to get you and your child into this routine. You don't want to overwhelm yourself by starting everything at once and then drowning underneath all the paperwork and activities and lesson plans for all the different subjects. Number five, do not worry. Take a moment to breathe and calm yourself down. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. This could be to other schools or homeschoolers. People may look like they have it all together on Instagram and Pinterest, but you don't know what's going on in their home. Sure, they have the most amazing classroom set up in their home, but is it functional? Does it work for their child? You're doing this for your child to provide them with the best possible learning experience that doesn't have to cost the earth or look Instagram worthy. If you've chosen to homeschool, it may be because school isn't the best option for your child right now. It might be in a few years' time, but right now your child needs something else. So don't beat yourself up for doing something differently to what a school does. Number six, look at what interests and hobbies your child has and incorporate these into your learning and your activities that you do throughout your homeschooling year. So our children are more engaged and invested in work and learning opportunities when they're interested in what you have to offer them. And by incorporating their interests into learning activities, you're going to keep them engaged and wanting to work. Number seven, so just because you're not at school doesn't mean you're not going to face difficulties. A lot of people think that because their children have been having challenging behaviours at school, changing that to homeschooling will help get rid of these challenging behaviours. But it doesn't work like that. You may still have challenging behaviours from your child. Just remember to stick to the strategies that you have planned and have been working for your child and have a backup plan. Plan in advance what outcomes and strategies you will use in different situations, like work avoidance and sleeping in late. By having a plan in advance, it's going to make it much easier to implement the plan when these situations arise. And leading on from sleeping in late, tip number eight is to establish a routine from early on. So if you get into a habit of letting your child sleep in until whenever they want and then starting the school day, you're going to be fighting a losing battle from the beginning. It is vital to establish the routine from the start. So set up your schedule. What time does school start for you? If it's 10 a.m., then it needs to be 10 a.m. every day. This way, everyone knows exactly what's happening, what time the school day starts, what time it finishes, knows what to expect, and it's just going to make the whole thing a much more positive experience. Number 9, check the homeschooling laws for your area. So not everyone realizes that they're actually homeschooling laws for you to follow, just like there's laws for schools to follow as well. And everywhere around the world has different laws for you to follow. So I highly recommend taking time to read through these, understanding them, and ensuring that you're following them throughout your homeschooling journey. What I would recommend is if you're thinking about homeschooling and you haven't signed up for it yet, take some time to read those laws, because if you feel like you can't follow those laws or they're too difficult or you just can't be doing that this year, you have too much going on, then it's important not to jump into homeschooling because you don't want to be breaking the law. Number 10, and this is a big one, look for local homeschooling groups in your area. So you may not have one, you know, 5 minutes down the road, but you could have one within 20 minutes of where you live. And you will be surprised how many families homeschool these days, especially for their children with special needs. Having that support group is a great way to help you feel confident homeschooling and also expand your homeschooling knowledge. It will also provide you with a support system to offer you help and guidance with your homeschooling journey. And it's great to be able to plan trips out as a group together as well. So a lot of us feel a little bit nervous taking our children out on field trips and to museums and going to swimming pools because we don't know how they're going to react, but also we don't know how other people around them are going to react either. This can often make going out a little bit nerve-wracking, and we may put it off and not go out, and this can be detrimental for our children because we don't want to take something away from them. But sometimes going out in a group with other families who have similar situations to yourself can make you feel a little bit more confident, and they can help you to make friends as well, because I think we all realize that this journey can sometimes be very lonely. We feel alone, like no one else is going through what we're going through. But by being able to have a support group and building those friendships, you're going to feel more confident in yourself as well. It's also a great way to get recommendations and things that work well for others. They may be doing activities that you wouldn't have thought of, but your child would really love. So that's another bonus for support groups as well. Now, if you're looking for a support group, you may be wondering, where can you find one? And the first place that I always recommend to start with things like this are Facebook groups, social media. Google search is the bomb. And also just reaching out to local special needs and autism charities in your area who may know of homeschooling groups around you. Number 11, try different things and don't be scared to try them. Curriculum is all around us. A lot of people think that curriculum comes as a big stack of papers stapled together telling us what to do, but it doesn't have to be like that. Like I mentioned earlier on in this episode, even going shopping can work on a huge range of skills for our children. So try out different types of activities to see how your child learns best. So this could be through worksheets, lap books, adapted books, task cards, unit studies, online learning. It could even be game schooling. And you can get a lot of these resources for free online. You can try Teachers Pay Teachers. You can even sign up to my newsletter list on my website, teachingautism.co.uk, and you will get access to a free resource library with loads of free resources that you can use at home as well. Number 12, there is going to be a lot of trial and error in your homeschooling journey, and that's okay. Pay attention to what's working well and what isn't working so well as well. So if something isn't working, brainstorm ways that you can change this and make it work for you. Look at your child and look at things that are working with them. Why do those things work? Is this something you can use for future changes for things that aren't working so well? Number 13, this is big. Remember, your relationships now are more important than ever with your child. You do not want to ruin your relationship with your child for the sake of homeschooling. You want this to work for all of you. You're probably doing this because you want to provide a positive and safe, engaging learning experience for your child. You do not want to end up arguing and causing conflict and having a negative relationship for the sake of it. So just remember to pay close attention to your relationship and see homeschooling as an extra area where you can build on those relationships with your child. And finally, number 14, don't be too hard on yourself. You cannot do all of the things all of the time, especially in your first year. Your first year is not going to be perfect and it is not going to be smooth sailing. You are going to be finding out things about yourself and your child. You're going to be trying new things. You're going to be learning about curriculums and what resources and what laws to follow. And it may not be as positive as an experience as you hoped. But from all those mistakes and negative experiences, you're going to learn new things to try with your child and how to help make homeschooling a more safe and positive experience for your child. What changes are put into place? What to try next year instead? What can you put into action that will make this better for you and your child? So those are my 14 best tips for new homeschoolers. But most of all, if you take away anything from this podcast, I want you to remember two things. And these are to plan out your schedule and stick to it. Being consistent and having a set routine is vital for successful homeschooling. And find a support group. The reason that a lot of people give up homeschooling is because they need support and they can't find it and they feel alone. A support group can help provide all these things and make your homeschooling a more positive and successful experience for everyone involved. I hope you've been able to take away some great tips from this podcast episode to put into practice for your homeschooling this year. If you're new to homeschooling, I am sending you lots of best wishes for this first year. Don't be hard on yourself and enjoy being able to make new connections with your child. If you have any tips that you would love to share about homeschooling, could be from your personal experience, head on over to our website, teachingautism.co.uk, and let us know, or send me an email at contact@teachingautism.co.uk. I would love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. This means you will get first news of new episodes being uploaded to our podcast. And we would love for you to leave a review on iTunes so that more educators all around the world can find us and listen to our podcast and help them as well. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.